follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
And you can reach us by email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And if you ever want to check in with us by phone, 715-388-7155. Kia Vakil, national correspondent for Courier Newsroom, is joining us from the West Coast to talk about various stories that have been in the news nationally this week. And Kia, one of your roles for Up North News and Courier Newsroom deals with a polling firm that, you know, helps us see what Americans are thinking about various things that are in the news. I did see that there was something for our Arizona outlet, Copper Courier, recently done there, probably for the Senate race. But there have been several polls that you've worked on. As you've looked at that, and you've looked at the rise of GOP extremism, you know, and how, whether that's going to sell with voters in a general election campaign, what are you gleaning from the polling that you've been looking at so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think two things really emerge when we look at the polling. And we've run polls. We work with, we have a partnership with Data for Progress. They're a polling firm, very, you know, very reputable. And so we've pulled on a whole host of issues ranging from the economy to abortion to LGBTQ rights to different proposals from both parties. And what we've really found is two things. One is voters are very, very concerned about and have been concerned about inflation, obviously. The second thing is they are also really, really, they oppose the Republicans' agenda, like by massive numbers. When they actually are told what Republicans want to do, they, by almost, you know, on almost every issue, it's unpopular. So we asked about Senator Rick Scott from Florida, is the chair of the committee that effectively works to expand the Senate Republicans to win the majority back. And he introduced this plan earlier in the spring that, you know, was enormously controversial, because it effectively would, you know, require Congress to reauthorize Social Security and Medicare and every other federal piece of legislation on a rolling basis. So translation of that is the Republicans could kill those programs. That's something they've wanted to do. They've tried to reform them or privatize them for decades. And
something that we said, Ron Johnson just doubled down on this yeah. week on Tuesday, saying that it should be discretionary spending. And again, I'm sure he thinks he's doing the Lord's work by making that kind of a threat. But polling probably isn't real good on, if it's not good on Rick Scott's plan, it's probably not going to be good on Ron Johnson's proposal to make it discretionary every year.
Definitely not. And I should note, Rick Scott is the richest senator in the country, and Ron Johnson's not far behind. So it's, I don't know, I'll leave it to listeners to think what it is that these two guys want to effectively take away benefits from millions of seniors and lower income Americans. And yeah, the polling is like enormously unpopular. And most voters, we asked about this in April, I believe. And 94% of voters hadn't heard of Rick Scott's plan, but when they did, 71 opposed it. And so that's nationwide, that's across Democrats and Republicans. You know, even 62% of Republicans opposed it. So, you know, it's an incredibly unpopular agenda economically. And that's why they try to avoid talking about it, because people hate it.
Exactly. And it really, this comes back to, and again, people think that if you talk about process, it's boring. And if you think about, you know, messaging, it's boring. But man, there's not much that's more important than that. We saw this with the Affordable Care Act. When you polled people and said, and you referred to it as Obamacare, do you favor Obamacare? Oh, no, it's terrible, socialist, blah, blah, blah. And then you explain, well, do you favor this? Yes. Do you favor this? Yes. Do you favor this? Yes. Oh, well, that's the Affordable Care Act. Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah. That's also known as Obamacare. No, I don't like Obamacare, but I like these things you're telling me about in the Affordable Care Act. These are lessons that have been known for the longest time. And yet you have Ron Johnson supported ads running here in Wisconsin, put forth by a political action committee. I believe it's called Wisconsin Truth Pack or something along those lines. And it says Ron Johnson lowered taxes on small businesses, which is technically true, but that sweetheart deal gave a little bit to small businesses and gave a whole lot to billionaires. And a couple of those billionaires formed a political action committee called the Wisconsin Truth Pack that's saying, oh, Ron Johnson lowered taxes for small business, when, you know, the real story is much more. But again, you have to explain that to people when all they have to do is just keep running gobs of these 30-second ads that yep. they have the money to do. I don't know, Kia, that you're ever going to be bored with polling stories, because I think they're going to continue to say, well, if you would just inform us about these things, we would have a very different opinion than just watching the TV commercials.
Yeah. And I mean, that gets at a huge problem in our media and political ecosystem. It's, I mean, multiple problems. We have so much media noise from, you know, Fox News and online social media platforms and right-wing media outlets that, you know, pollute like the information ecosystem. So to the point where, like, Steve Bannon referred to it as flooding the zone, and he was a former Trump advisor and campaign manager in 2016, now under indictment, which is a trend. But, you know, when people are constantly getting fed those ads or fed, you know, memes or all sorts of stuff online, you start to not know what's real anymore and not know what to trust. And, you know, the polling is real. You know, the stories about what Republicans' agenda is real, but it's not sexy. It's not as juicy as I'm sure that ad is, or a lot of, you know, Fox News hits. But, you know, it's true. You know, Ron Johnson helped cut taxes for billionaires and corporations that now donate to him, or, you know, effectively run ads to help him. And that's legal in our system. You know, those people can create those PACs and spend unlimited sums of money under Citizens United, which was a Supreme Court case.
And it does make it a lot easier to flood the zone when you can flood politics with cash.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. Those are my cats being very loud.
No, we're good with the animal kingdom here. It's okay.
But yeah, you know, there will never be, you know, as journalists, our job is to try to cut through that noise and explain what's actually happening. But, you know, it's increasingly difficult to do that. And it's, you know, I understand if you're just a person who's working one, sometimes two jobs to support your family, you know, you're sick, you have childcare issues, it's you don't have time. I think we've all probably had those moments in our life. You don't have time to spend an hour a day sifting through stuff. So you go with what you see on your TV.
Yeah. And now on social media as well. I mean, some of the folks that, you know, have supported or helped create Courier Newsroom also have worked on an endeavor that tracks digital ad spending, which is so vital now. It's one thing. I mean, yeah, you can see TV ads, you know, how much they buy, but you can learn a lot by figuring out which campaigns, which parties, which groups are suddenly spending a ton on Facebook ads or YouTube ads. I remember, gosh, we're going back several years now, but I still play Words with Friends and some other games with people going back and forth. And I was amazed, it had to be 6 years ago, that, you know, that a Ron Johnson ad pops up, you know, in between rounds of the game. And that's how digital this is getting, that it's not just the TV commercials, that messaging goes everywhere, which is a lot different than, you know, what a newsroom can do. Although we're certainly doing our part trying to get more on social media all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and you can spend a couple grand on Facebook and reach tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, as opposed to, you know, it differs by TV markets and where you are in the country and what city, but TV ads are incredibly expensive, especially as it gets closer to election day, because, you know, the networks and, you know, the companies can charge more. So it's, yeah, social media arguably is now more, it's not, I don't know if it's more influential, but it's similarly influential to television. And so, you know, you have this, the combination of, you know, cable news propaganda and or just misleading journalism with TV ads that can be funded with unlimited outside dollars, with almost no regulations on social media. You know, Facebook's rules are a joke. And so, yeah, it creates this mess that like you're forcing ordinary people to try to sift through, and it's a lot of people can't do it. And I get that.
Yeah.
So
it is more cluttered than ever. People feel more overwhelmed than ever. And it is, you know, again, to toot the company horn here, one of the reasons I was so thrilled to hear that an outfit like this was being created to bring news to, you know, social media. Look, I'm not dancing the news on TikTok. I don't believe I've seen you dancing the news on TikTok. Close. I've seen you with the baseball cap backwards while giving us some headlines, but I could only wish to feel that comfortable. But that is the, you know, that is where we are. It's not Walter Cronkite in a suit and tie anymore.
No, it's become totally democratized, which has its benefits and its downsides. And I think we've seen a lot of those, both on benefits and downsides in the last, you know, half decade. And yes, I have not danced the news on TikTok. I don't think you'll ever be seeing me dancing the news. That I only really dance at weddings, but
we have really good people who are helping us tell stories. You can tell the generational shift in things, you know, like what all the young people first run Facebook, but then my generation got on and they moved to, you know, something else. And then, well, the thing now is, again, many years late to the game, but I'm like, these Instagram reels, this is pretty cool. I want to create some reels, which is why the kids have all moved on to TikTok after that. But I think you just have to adapt with each of these platforms. Kia, getting back to, you know, some of the things that, you know, our mainstream values versus what we're seeing in politics. Same goes for gun safety. We've had, you know, no let up, it seems, in the mass shooting scourge around the country. But it is, again, something that polling seems to regularly indicate that Americans, by and large, want us to do something. I mean, anything. And to see the near intransigence from the Republican side, can I continue to find puzzling, like they don't have kids in school or anything like that. I have to imagine you see that trend continuing, that Americans still want to see action.
Yeah. I mean, any poll you look at, people support gun safety laws. You know, it varies depending on, you know, sample size, how many people are asked and, you know, what states and how the wording is. But in any world, any poll shows a majority of Americans want things like, you know, red flag laws to keep the guns out of hands of people who have shown a penchant or have threatened to be violent. They support, you know, assault weapon bans. They support, you know, background checks. And, you know, we don't have any of those right now. And on a federal level, I should say, some states have them. And the reason for that, you know, the Republican base has been louder and more pro-gun and gotten that way in the last several decades. And it's not just the NRA. Like, the NRA is involved in this, but they've actually gotten weakened in the last couple of years. And now it's just, you know, these hardcore Second Amendment types who, you know, and the Second Amendment made sense back then when you had muskets and militias. And, right, you know, it's a little bit different now in 2022, but, you know, Republicans, the voters, like their most extreme voters, don't want these things. And so for the longest time, they've sided with them instead of the vast majority of their constituents. I think we're starting to see a little bit of a shift now. Things have gotten so out of hand. There are so many guns, and these shootings are starting to, everyone's going to know someone who's been affected by a mass shooting. One of our colleagues grew up in Highland Park, Illinois, where there was a mass shooting.
Right.
So, you know, I don't see that trend changing, but I'm hopeful that, you know, within the next few years, we'll get more legislation.
It's a shame that it's come to that. But apparently everybody has to be impacted before some of our leaders take it seriously. Kia Vakil, Courier Newsroom National Correspondent. So great to talk to you. Look forward to doing it again real soon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Have a great day. And later on, we'll get to, you know, how a long-suffering Philadelphia sports fan is doing in L.A. But we'll deal with that another time. We will wrap up the show after this. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.